With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel says the three Israeli hostages who were killed by Israeli troops in Gaza by mistake had been waving a white flag and were shirtless at the time.
Anger over the mistaken killings is likely to increase pressure on Israel's government for more Qatar-mediated negotiations with Hamas to release more hostages. The military official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the soldiers' behavior was against their rules of engagement and was being investigated at the highest level. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Senator Jim Talent says it appears the White House is trying to keep pro- and anti-Israel members in the Democrat Party happy, but sometimes that involves sending out double messages.
And trying to send out contradictory messages about their Israeli policy to try and satisfy both camps in their base. Now, they get away with it in the short term because they're not held accountable by that part of the press they care about.
U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says the United Nations has been slow to show concern for victims of sexual assault in the Hamas attack against Israel, something she says shows the U.N. is biased in its role of seeking justice for victims.
You can't do that. And yet that's what the U.N. did by waiting nearly 2 months to condemn these actions.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are demanding new policies to address the border crisis be part of any supplemental funding bill for Israel and Ukraine.
The president has the power to do this. We need to fix the broken parole system, reform the asylum problem there. We have return to some of these policies that work so well to stem the flow during the Trump administration. Remain in Mexico, end catch and release.
Republicans say it now appears impossible to pass any meaningful border reform before the end of the year. House Speaker Mike Johnson was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. This is SRN News. A creche may be on its way to your state capital.
Thanks to the efforts of the American Nativity Scene Committee and the Thomas More Society, 43 capitals will have a manger scene on their grounds this Christmas, a record number. Thomas More spokesman Tom Brekka tells the Christian Post that the nativity scenes are important because they represent, quote, an exercise of fundamental constitutional rights that, if not exercised, are going to be lost or forgotten about. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican Missouri lawmakers are renewing their call to allow homicide charges against women who have abortions. Measures that would accomplish that have been introduced in both chambers of the state's legislature for consideration in the session that begins in January. It's a step no state has taken since the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade last year, which has caused rapid shifts in many states' abortion laws since that time, some pro, some against. This is SRN News. Some New York state lawmakers want to pluck Chick-fil-A away from state highway rest stops.
Several pro-LGBT politicians proposed a law requiring any restaurant doing business on state thruways be open 7 days a week. The conservative-owned chicken franchise is not only closed on Sundays, but is publicly against the gay agenda, even contributing to anti-LGBT causes. One lawmaker says while he's not a fan of the brand, it could still keep its location if it changes its closed on the Sabbath policy, something they've declined to do since 1946, so employees could rest and worship if they choose. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A federal judge denies a request to halt the reintroduction of gray wolves in Colorado, a decision that came just hours before the predator's scheduled release. The judge's ruling allows Colorado to proceed with its plan to search for, capture, and transport up to 10 wolves from Oregon starting tomorrow. More details at SRNnews.com.